Butcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. It's a gentle start this week. Well, the liner notes call it soft and subtle. See what you think. Recorded June 94 in Krakow, Poland. It's another duet recording by the American clarinetist and whistler, I must add, Brad Terry. You may well remember his wonderful duets with the guitarist Lenny Bro. This time he's teamed up with the young, 28 at the time of this recording, young Polish pianist Joachim Menzel. He is a new name to me, but I will look up to see what else he's recorded after the show. So, rather obviously, Brad Terry, clarinet, Joachim Menzel, piano on Cry Me a River, a song first sung by Julie London in the mid-50s. Perhaps I should have chosen a song with Terry whistling next time. Let's go back to 45. This isn't the greatest ever recording quality. Where to go is the problem.
Was all east, but I think I'm gonna cut on out of this town, cause it's really bringing me down. Everything is all east here, but I don't know. I think I'll cut along South Parkway and see what Rooty. I guess I better take the bus on downtown and grab the train and cut out since I have my ticket. It's really a drag. Well, the train's pretty crowded, but opposite Detroit. I think I'll get off there. Detroit looks very mellow, very mellow. I think I'll jump on up on Adams Street or see what the cat's doing on with Saint Anne Wine and Bovian somewhere. I believe I want to go to Cleveland. Yeah, I'm gonna cut on out to Cleveland now. Had the traveling blues. Cedar Street there. Cedar's jumping. I think I better take me another train and cut on out of here and jump on into. I don't know. I think I'll stop in the Toledo.
Slim Gaylard and his All-Stars in September 45 in L.A. The song Travelling Blues, a Gaylard original. This is from a Howard McGhee album called Cool Fantasy. So yes, McGhee is on trumpet here alongside Carl George, Vic Dickinson trombone, three tenors, Lucky Thompson, Wild Bill Moore, Teddy Edwards, Fletcher Smith piano, Tiny Bam Brown on bass, Leo Watson drums, Slim on vocals, tired, sad vocals. Wonder where he ended up. Here's the Hammond B3, draped in the stars and stripes, but with very good reason, which I'll explain later. Thank you. A Rudy Van Gelder recording from October 2001. Surely the bluesiest ever version of America. Three saxes, the organ obviously, guitar and bass line up. Jimmy McGriff is the man at the controls of the Hammond B3. Bill Easley and Gordon Beadle tenors. Ronnie Cooper, baritone, guitarist. Melvin Sparks had become Melvin Sparks Hassan by the time of this recording. And Wilbur Bascom, a very electric bass. This recording session had originally been scheduled for September the 11th, 2001. And the horrendous events of 9/11 naturally put paid to those plans. This impromptu on-the-spot recording of America was clearly influenced by that terrible day the previous month. Here is Zoot Sims in Germany. Another Sonorama album, all previously unreleased gems, except for two that involve Zoot Sims. They were released in Germany on the small Manhattan label as an EP, later as a Brunswick EP, called Zoot Meets Hans. The Hans is Hans Kohler on clarinet here. We know him mainly as a tenor man, but that role is played by the American jazz giant Zoot Sims. These two, Kohler and Sims, were touring Germany together and had just recorded a live concert at Baden-Baden. Hans Hammerschmidt, piano, and he wrote that song, Minor Meeting. Peter Trunk, bass, Rudy Schering, drums, recorded in Cologne in Germany, August 58. It's vocal time again. Great song, which I'm sure you'll know.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding rhythm to the brain. Boston was once the rage. History has turned a page. The mini skirts, the current thing. Teeny bopper is our newborn king. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding rhythm to the brain. La-dee-da-dee-dee. La-dee-da-dee-da. The grocery store, the supermarket.
Yes, the beat goes on, regardless of where we are. We are now in Holland. The singer is the fabulous Greta Kaufelt. Dutch-born, she did become a big name in the 70s and 80s, initially in Holland and Germany, but later in the US, before returning home to Holland. This album, Sonorama Again, features Greta in the 70s, with smallish groups, and on this occasion it's the Diamond Five, who we did feature in their own right a few weeks back. C's Slinger piano, Harry Verbecker on tenor, Jacques Scholes bass, John Engel's drums. The song, The Beat Goes On, written by Sonny Bono, but strangely only a minorish hit for Sonny and Cher back in early 67. We seem to be settling into this gentle groove. Here's more of it. This album, on the Stony Plain label, is called Conversations in Swing Guitar. Two masters of the guitar, Duke Robiland, right channel, Herb Ellis, left, plus the acoustic rhythm guitar of Terry Holmes, Marty Ballou, bass, and Marty Richards, drums, recorded in 1999 in Rhode Island. And that was Lionel Hampton's theme tune, Flying Home. Now we'll step up the pace a bit.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like very much to have you meet our piano player. Thank you.
Duke Ellington Band live in the south of France, July 66. Norman Granz recorded this concert for a Verve LP called Soul Call. The original LP only had 5 tracks on it. A subsequent CD reissue of the gig has given us the entire programme, 14 tracks in all. And we enjoyed one of the bonus tracks there. And it was the medley that leads, kind of Duke-ish, seamlessly into the classic Rocking in Rhythm. Cat Anderson on the high note trumpet at the end. One of my fave pop songs of the 60s was A Whiter Shade of Pale. Here's Herbie Mann with his jazz interpretation. Thank you. This is a blatantly commercial LP by Herbie Mann. As well as the magical A Whiter Shade of Pale, there are songs by Lennon McCartney, Jagger Richards, Donovan, Clapton, even one-time Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor is on this track, and most of the others. Herbie Mann flute, Albert Lee and Mick Taylor on guitars. Lee did the guitar solo on A Whiter Shade of Pale. Pat Rebilow keyboards, Fuzzy Samuels bass, Robbie McIntosh drums. I must tell you that this London 73 recorded Atlantic LP called London Underground. By the way, Mann had previously recorded an album of pop hits called Memphis Underground, so obviously the sister album to that. Anyway, this Atlantic LP has a side one, to be expected, of course, but turn it over and it's not side two, but side A. If only this was a postage stamp or a monetary note, it might be rare and collectible and worth a fortune, but obviously not. Charles Mingus with the standard now. Might take you a while to recognise it, though. It wasn't that easy to recognise. I Left My Heart in San Francisco. The leader on this Paris October 1970 recording for the America label was bassist Charles Mingus. He'd been missing from the jazz scene for some years, 65 to 70. He was barely visible or audible, and wild rumours spread around about his health. But back he came in brilliant form. This America LP is only part of that recording session, as side two of this album is only a single song, 17 minutes worth of the Charlie Parker compo Blue Bird. Eddie Preston was on trumpet, Charles McPherson alto, Bobby Jones tenor, Jackie Byard piano, Danny Richmond drums. We haven't had a piano-based drums trio so far this week. Recorded live at the famous PJ's Club in Hollywood, and a very noisy PJ's, 63-64, an up-and-coming pianist making his recording debut in his mid-20s, and a graduate of classical music from Boston's New England Conservatory of Music. It seemed as though pianist Ronnie Brown was a rising star, but this was to be almost his solitary recording as a leader. He did record as a sideman with some big names, but seemed content to leave a quietish life. He did have a 20-year residency at the Balboa Bay Club in Newport Beach, and in fact he was recorded there, so yes, he did make more than one album as a leader. I don't know the name of either the bassist or the drummer. We heard I Could Write a Book. Here's a new recording on vinyl. Wow. I'm A Lenny Tristano compo, Wow. Wow being the name of the song, rather than my reaction to it being a Lenny Tristano compo. Recorded March 2017 in Chicago for Delmark Records. The leader, Jason Stein, is on bass clarinet, not an everyday jazz instrument. Keith Jackson is on tenor, Joshua Abrams on bass, Tom Rainey drums. An intriguing album. The songs are mainly by Tristano, Monk, Parker, Warren Marsh. So you have a good idea that this could well be challenging at times. And it is, but in a thoroughly pleasing way. True also of this next song. Pleasing, that is. Thank you. Contemporary Records album called Sun Up to Sundown. Guitarist Kenny Burrell is the leader on this June 91 New York recording. Cedar Walton piano, Rufus Reed bass, Lewis Nash drums, Ray Mantilla percussion. So yes, a very serious lineup. Tony Bennett of I Left My Heart in San Francisco fame wrote the liner notes, and they are, well, gushy. We heard a song called Out There. And that should just leave us time for another Sonorama album, Sax Appeal, by the Swedish modern jazz group. Recorded Feb 1960 in Stockholm. A four sax front line. Rolf Billberg, Harry Backlund, Alan Lundström and Lars Gullin. Niels Lindberg is on piano and he's nominally the leader. Sture Nordin bass and Connie Svensson drums. The song we'll hear is Blues for Bill, written by Lindberg, but based on a riff by trombonist Bill Harris. As always, I really hope you've had fun listening, and I also really hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.